The day following the new US president's inauguration, from Anchorage to Antarctica, from San Francisco to Sydney, millions marched. It was called the Women's March, but people of all ages and sexes came, from grandmothers in wheelchairs to toddlers in strollers, and many wore knitted pink hats as a sign of opposition. There was no one motivating message, though many homemade signs showed concerns for women's rights, healthcare, and the environment.
Now I'm going to say something that is really controversial in some places in Washington. We believe in science.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren fired up the crowd on Boston Common.
Yeah. We know that climate change is real, and we have a moral responsibility to protect this earth for our children and our grandchildren.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren. Well, Living on Earth reporters Jamie Kaiser and Jenny Doring were on the Common too. So, Jamie, what was it like?
Well, we arrived 2 hours before the march even started, but Boston Common and the Public Garden were already flooded in a sea of pink pussy hats.
And Jamie, even the famous Make Way for Ducklings statues wore pink hats.
Yeah, that was funny. City officials estimated that 175,000 people turned out, and many had homemade signs and banners that were deeply personal.
Can you tell me what your sign says?
It says, "There is no Planet B."
And why are you here today?
There's so many reasons, but particularly I'm concerned about our planet and global warming, and we need to act. I'm an epidemiologist, and human health is dependent on a healthy environment.
And we ran into several people who care about science. One woman held up a sign that said, "Science tells the truth."
I think that we're not living in a post-fact world, and I think that there are facts, and there's science that provides us a lot of empirical information, and we know from science that the climate is in trouble, and that I'm concerned that this administration is denying that and pretending that it doesn't exist.
Officially, the Boston March had partnerships with over 100 national and local groups, including environmental ones. Here's David Reich, the chair of the Quincy, Massachusetts Climate Action Network.
I'm heart sick and angry at the thought of a president who's promised to roll back many of the achievements of the climate movement over the last 8 years. I've noticed that many of his nominees have adopted the new fallback position for climate deniers, which is that climate change is real and there may be a human component to it, but we don't really know how large that human component is. It's another lie.
Indignation over what many were calling the new president's lack of integrity and honesty definitely seemed to be a theme, Jenny.
That's right. Yet the marches were peaceful and even joyous and hopeful.
America's kind of led the charge when it comes to fighting climate change and everything else. And if we're going to just turn our backs on everything and just vehemently deny science that we know is happening, we have evidence of it, especially here in New England. I mean, come on, it's going to be 50 today. It's January. We need to wake up and we need to work together with the rest of the world to fight climate change.
And Jamie, I have to say, the crowd went wild when the Boston Children's Chorus sang about togetherness, sisterhood, in the classic anthem, America the Beautiful.
Thanks, Jamie and Jenny. That's Living on Earth's Jamie Kaiser and Jenny Doring at the Women's March in Boston, Massachusetts.